Good morning, good morning. How are you doing? How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. I'm excited because the sun is out. And I gotta tell you, I play golf every day. It's like my thing. And I started shanking the ball. And there's very few things in life that make me want to melt down. But I almost, I was like so angry, I wanted to start crying. But today, but this weekend, it finally got better. And it's amazing how all of a sudden, when that's gone, boy, I feel just so happy and so blessed. And you know, God is everywhere. But the thing that it's the little things, the details in your life that God is going to take care of. The little details, he's going to take care of them. And to know that and to be comforted by that, it's a wonderful thing. Even the things that you do just to enjoy life, he is there for you. And you can pray for anything you want to pray for. Anything you want to pray for. It's not, I don't know, there's just such a freedom. There's a liberty that God gives us. Enjoy that liberty. So I was reading this morning in Galatians, and I start off with the Abrahamic promise, the covenant that God made with Abraham, and then it talks about the laws and goes through all this stuff, and I actually read all of Galatians, but when I got to this, this just blessed me, and I wanted to go over it. If you go to verse 20, if you go to verse 16 of chapter 5, it says, "This I say, walk or set your course of life by the new spiritual nature, and ye shall not fulfill the lust or the sinful desire of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary or lie in opposite one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would." The reason why you don't quote-unquote sin, before when you sinned, when you transgressed against the law, what it would do is cut you off from God. When Jesus Christ died and was risen, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're not cut off. You are never cut off from God. God does not hide his face from you. You are a son of God. You are chosen from the foundations of the world the minute you do that. But if you follow that carnal nature, that sinful desire, it because it's contrary and lies opposite to the spiritual life that God wants from you, you cannot do the things that you would. Verse 18, "But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the law are these." So if you're walking and you set your course of life in the Spirit, and again, the Spirit is that power from on high that works in you. You have the ability to pray to God. You have the ability to talk to God. You have the ability to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. You have so many things. But then it goes into like what are the acts of the flesh? And then you jump down to verse 22. "But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love." And again, God set up this world that fruit can only yield that in and of itself. And I've been dealing with this with plants. I was never really a plant person, but I decided to start bringing them in. I didn't realize how easy these things are. You just, you know, make sure you water them, give them sun, and you know, they grow. It's kind of amazing. But it's the fruit of the Spirit. You cannot produce, basil cannot produce rosemary. Apples cannot produce grapes. Fruit yields that in and of itself. It's a rule of law, or it's a rule of God, a law that's set up in this cosmos. So the fruit that's in you, love, only produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. All these things are planted in you, and they're yielding that in and of itself. So when you feel that love, that's from the Holy Spirit. That's from God. He is working with you. When you feel joy, when you feel peace, and these are spiritual states. They're not going to be out from this arrangement, out from the cosmos. It's spiritual. God is spiritual. You are spiritual. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. There is no law that gives you love. There is no law that gives you joy and long suffering. Laws only stop you from sinning. That's what all this is about. You are a son of God. You are able to choose. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. You get to walk however you want to walk. And people waited generations for this. I want to finish up with this one. If you jump over to, let's just do verse 4. If you go to verse 4 of chapter 6, it says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another," or not in the other. This verse wouldn't be in here if God didn't give you the ability to cause effect. Every single person, God has given the ability. You have the ability to do anything. Prove your own work in and of itself, in yourself. It's about you and God. Work out your own salvation, your own safety, your own preservation with God. You and God. Peace and the state of love will make you full through the instrument of having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice. Heed the advice of God. It's in the word. Read it. Apply a verse. Pray the big prayers today. Live a beautiful day today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the moments today. I pray for, just the business. I thank you for everything that's going on. I pray for this country. I pray for those that are dealing with it, that are struggling with everything right now, Father, that you just show them a way and just show them how to do whatever it is they need to do. Again, I thank you for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them. You just put a hedge of protection around them. I pray for all the product to get out today and the way and everything that just gets smoothed out, Father. And I thank you for the ability to go to you in every situation. I thank you for your son and to lift up a great day. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.